And I'm sure that the strong leadership there still are those persons who came from Nazi Germany. It's changing somewhat, but for the population, it's not that. That's not the characteristic of the people in the public, but that's the characteristic of the characteristic of the leaders in the government. And few leaders have been moderate, as you know. The prime minister is a moderate person, but he's a minority in the government.
And the United States has been an ally supporter of Israel, but also has a similar history within itself of oppressing African Americans, and has come out. Is there an issue of race here? And I want to restate a question that one of the Duke students asked you recently at your speech. And he asked, does Osama bin Laden deserve more respect from Americans who believe in God? And you said, yes, your perception is the same, but your reaction is different.
Yes, yes. By me being aware of the poverty there in Afghanistan and the damaged psyche of Arab leaders, I see Osama bin Laden as a man with plenty of money, and he's frustrated by the image, the image of Muslims in the world that he thinks should be much better, and it should. He thinks that really Islam was the leader of democracy, the leader of religious freedom, in fact. And he's right, he's correct. But we lost that to the West after the fall of Spain, Islamic Spain. We lost that to the West. And that loss is too much for the mind of many Islamic thinkers. And they want to regain the glory, the days of glory for Islam. They want to come back into those days. Now, here he has plenty of money. He's one of the prince of the royal family of Saudi Arabia. So he goes to Afghanistan. This is my point.
Okay.
Now, this is my story. He goes to Afghanistan as Robin Hood. And he gives money to the poor, and he becomes their leader, you know. So, yes, I think we should know the whole psyche of Osama bin Laden. And when you see the whole psyche of the man, his mind, his emotional makeup and everything, we will give him a little more respect. But it doesn't mean that we should excuse his crimes. His crimes, he had to pay for those crimes.
Let's move now as we move on into to close the program, but we have not enough time here. I want to ask you about the Nation of Islam. You still say you identify strongly with the Nation of Islam, although you are not
yes.
directly affiliated.
Yes.
And however, you explain the different perceptions between both.
Yes.
What is your kind of personal and religious relationship with them?
We were family. Under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man that some of the most known and most admired African-American leaders, I won't give you his name, call father in secret, okay?
Okay.
They call him father,
but
my
he's,
father.
He's your real father.
Yes, but they call him father of the new freedom that we have, the new black freedom. They call him father, my father. They call him father. Yes, I'm trying to collect for
Okay, so in other words, what is your personal and religious relationship today with the Nation of Islam?
With the Nation of Islam, under Farrakhan, under
yes.
Minister Farrakhan.
Yes.
I have never really dropped my interest in the Nation of Islam. While I was leading a great group of people, a great number of followers of Elijah Muhammad, to worldwide Islam, Islam as it practiced worldwide, I was at the same time very conscious of where the Nation of Islam under Farrakhan was mentally. And I was also, while I was speaking to my group, I was trying to reach that group also with my language. And I think God blessed me to be successful. I think I reached Farrakhan with my language. I think he had to listen to things that I was saying. And gradually, they have come closer and closer to what is Islam universally, what is Islam in the global society of Muslims. I will be attending the Savior's Day of the Nation of Islam as their guest, during the weekend after the 12th of February. It's going to be around the 14th, 13th, 14th, 15th, I think, the celebration observance of Savior's Day. And they have asked me to lead the Friday prayers. And you know, Nation of Islam didn't have any Friday prayers. This is a new thing that they have accepted too. And for Muslims of the world, it's very important. It says a lot when they hear that my Farrakhan's Nation of Islam are observing Friday as the day for congregational prayers. And this is a big, important thing. Prophet Muhammad said the best day in the year is Friday. It's Friday. The best day in the week or the month or the year is Friday. Even better than the two major celebrations, the Eid holidays of Muslims. So it's very important to us that Farrakhan has now accepted to establish Friday congregational days, and I'm invited to lead the prayer, which one part is prayer. We do two sections of prayer, which takes maybe 10 to 15 minutes. And the second part is a speech. Mm-hmm. So actually he is trusting me to tell his people what Islam is.
We just have a few minutes left. Let's talk real briefly also about, you still identify with the movement for freedom and justice and economic development. Can you speak briefly on that?
That's our native life. That's our native life. And Islam complements that life. That's why I'm a Muslim.
One other thing that is not necessarily on a real serious note, but the movie Ali was just released, and you were featured in that movie. Did you see the movie? And so, what was your reaction?
I missed myself. I missed seeing myself in the movie, but I did see my brother Herbert.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't treat him too nicely.
Oh, okay.
But the movie, in my opinion, for Hollywood, it was great. It's a great movie. And it's true. It's true. So if people want to see the real picture of Muhammad Ali and the Muslims who were around him, some Muslims around him were around him for money. You know, that's nature, you know.
Right.
But I want to correct this. My brother Herbert, who was his manager, was not only interested in money. That was perhaps his interest, but equally in his heart was protecting Muhammad from being used and not given fair deal in the boxing world. He was his friend, real friend. And my father didn't even approve of him boxing. When he became a Muslim, my father didn't even approve of him. So to show the Nation of Islam that was there beside him only for his money, that's not correct.
Right. What would you have North Carolinians and Americans take away from the Muslim Society of America, American Muslim Society? Understanding.
Yes. Well, if we have a lot to offer African Americans, it's the new found dignity that Muslims have that really is based upon what Christians originally in the freedom movement originally based their dignity upon. And that is what our Constitution supports, that we are the creation of God and that we are special creation and that society and government should recognize that we have the inherent worth and value as citizens with all other races and all other people to support democracy and a great productive society. That's what we would like to share with our African-American Christian society.
Thank you so much for being on Black Issues Forum.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching Black Issues Forum. We've been talking with Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad, leader of 2.5 million Muslim Americans. If you'd like to learn more about the Muslim Americans, Islam, or Imam W.D. Muhammad. Visit our website. We love to hear your comments as well. You can contact us by the email there on the screen, the website, or you can call us at the telephone numbers as well on the screen. For Black Issues Forum, I'm Jay Holloway. Please join us again every Friday night at 9:30, only on UNC-TV. You have a blessed evening. Good night.
Be sure and join us next time for the